This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root on Newsmax TV. Well, we're not on Newsmax TV. My understanding is that there's some sort of a problem at Newsmax TV, and at this very moment, they're playing a tape. But we should be back on Newsmax TV any moment. In the meantime, I'm on USA Radio Network with all of you, and we're talking about a great day today, a holiday day, Martin Luther King Day, and President Trump celebrating the fact that we have the lowest black unemployment ever. We're also talking about the fact that we're winning with this rally in Virginia. Law enforcement estimates 25,000 people attended the Virginia gun rights rally, and it was all peaceful, all peaceful. A lot of them open carrying, defying the governor of Virginia who said you can't bring a gun, and they open carried. And who was out there protesting with them? Lots and lots of cops, lots of police officers were protesting with them. So good stuff, and I guarantee you all of them are going to be out in force voting for President Donald J. Trump. Let me jump back, whatever word you want to say, to the fact that we have the lowest black unemployment in history. And Deval Patrick is running for President of the United States as a Democrat. I know they'll come as a surprise to many of you. Former governor of Massachusetts, completely anonymous. Unlike Obama, nobody's paid any attention to him. I believe he's at zero in every poll. I've never even seen his name mentioned in any poll. And he backs reparations as part of his equity agenda for black Americans. They call him long shot 2020 Democratic candidate, endorsed developing a reparations program for black Americans. The American dream, he says, remains further and further out of reach of black Americans than other Americans, and because of that, America has not fulfilled her promise. In addition to having personally lived the American dream as an African American man, what distinguishes me is my demonstrated ability to convert policy proposals into results. That's what I did as Massachusetts governor. That's what I'll do as president. And so he's announcing that he's going to support, if he gets elected president, he's at 0%, he's going to support reparations. And it's just such a joke to hear someone say this. Let's rip apart his comments for a minute here. Let's really look at him in detail. He says, the American dream remains further out of reach of black Americans than other Americans. Really, at a time where, A, black unemployment is the lowest in history, that's A, and B, all the statistics show that people at the lower end of the employment rung are doing better and having higher wages percentage-wise than anybody at the top rung. Isn't that weird? It's so weird that people at the bottom are actually getting faster wage increases than people at the top. And yet he's saying that if you're black, you can't make it in America. It's just not true. It's not true. Let me tell you the second thing. I went to an all-black high school, right? It was 85% black, few white kids, one Jewish kid, Wayne Root. And I was the minority, and nobody ever said to me, you're white, we're going to make you famous. We're going to make you rich. We're going to treat you better. You've got privilege. As a matter of fact, my entire career, I've been banging on doors. You know, I've been like George Washington with a hatchet attacking the cherry tree, relentlessly attacking and attacking and attacking. And usually 9 out of 10, I fail. 1, I succeed. So explain to me how I have white privilege. My dad died a poverty-stricken butcher. He didn't have a dime to his name. He left me nothing. How did he have any white privilege? How did anybody treat him better than a black person? If they did, how come he didn't get anywhere? It's the biggest bunch of malarkey I've ever heard in my entire life. And then this guy, Patrick Duval, the former governor of Massachusetts, has the nerve to say, in addition to having personally lived the American dream as an African-American man. Well, you did live the American dream, as you're admitting, so therefore stop telling me that black people have no opportunity in this country. It's a lie. Reparations, that's a joke. You're not going to be able to ever pass that in your wildest imagination. American people never stand for it. You can't. First of all, you can't separate who gets it and who doesn't. Ben Carson put it best. Ben Carson, speaking last month on CBS This Morning, the HUD commissioner under President Trump, he said it's completely unworkable. What I would say about reparations is, show me a mechanism that works. You know, I did my DNA analysis, and I'm 77% sub-Saharan African, 20% European, 3% Asian. So how do you proportion that out to everybody? And I agree with Ben Carson. There's no way. There are people that are white mixed with black mixed with white, black mixed with Latino, white mixed with Latino, European mixed with 12 other things. How about the blacks who come from Jamaica or the blacks who come from Haiti? How about blacks in the last 20 years who came from Africa? They have nothing to do with a history of slavery in America. So how are you going to proportion the money? Who does it really go to? How about the whites whose ancestors fought in the Civil War and died in the Civil War for black people they never met and never would meet? Are you going to give them reparations? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Here's another ridiculous one. Over the last few weeks, I've gotten more emails on this than any other topic from liberals. Liberals love to say to me that Trump screwed the farmers with a Chinese trade war. And I keep arguing, first of all, that he didn't screw the farmers. He did just fine by the farmers. But separate that out for a minute. You got to have a little pain to get some gain. Over the next 20 years and 30 years and 100 years, you're all going to thank President Trump for winning the trade war with China. It was a fantastic thing. But if he did such a bad thing to the farmers by making them, you know, maybe hurt a little bit now, but in the long run make a fortune, have doors open that were never opened in the history of America for farmers to sell their products to China and all of Asia, it's going to be fantastic in the long run. But in the short run, you'd think those farmers would all hate Trump. Liberals keep sending me emails saying Trump screwed the farmers. Wayne, what do you say about that? New polls out. Trump has the highest approval ever among farmers. Record high of 83%. And this poll is from the Farm Journal Pulse poll. Responses from 1,286 farmers. President Trump received an approval rating of 83%. Only 18% disapprove of Trump. Farmers who stated they strongly approve of Trump rose to 64%, up from 61% at the end of 2019. A mere 19% say they somewhat approve of President Trump's performance, while only 3% say they somewhat disapprove. So explain to me how it's even possible that President Trump is this popular, wildly popular with farmers, if he screwed over farmers. That's the only thing liberals had in their repertoire, besides weapons of mass destruction and the impeachment. That's the only thing they ever talk to you about. Oh, your man Trump is killing the farmers. Really? How come every farmer loves him? 3% say they're disappointed. 3%. And Trump actually celebrated the trade deal victories with farmers in Austin, Texas. They had a big event this weekend. He appeared at the American Farm Bureau Federation convention in Austin, Texas. And Trump said, we did it, we did it, we did it. Critics said he would never get the North American trade agreement renegotiated, would never get a deal done with China, and he did them both. And he noted that the new USMCA trade deal, replacing NAFTA, had finally passed the Senate last week, and he signed the first phase of a deal with China. Together we achieved something truly stunning, Trump said, noting China had promised to purchase $40 to $50 billion of American agricultural products. Trump acknowledged the trade fight with China was nasty for American farmers, but thanked them for their patience. I mean, nobody does this. Nobody admits this. President Trump, great president. He said, this is an incredible success for our entire country. and it was your fortitude, your perseverance, and your devotion that made it possible. He said the New Deal with China would open up big markets for American producers of beef, pork, poultry, seafood, soybeans, rice, and dairy, as well as infant formula, animal feed, and biotechnology. He noted improved trade policies with Mexico, China, South Korea, Vietnam, Brazil, and Japan. You stayed in the fight, he told the farmers. You protected our economy and our security, and together, we all together prevailed. Trump defied the critics of his trade policies and mocked Democrats for trying to impeach him. We're achieving what no administration has ever achieved before, and what do we get for it? Tell me what I get. I get impeached. That's what I get out of it. He also criticized the two socialist senators running for president, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, for trying to raise taxes and aim onerous government regulations on farmers on their land. When it comes to the environment, I will always trust a farmer over a Washington bureaucrat or a left-wing extremist, says President Trump. Good stuff, good stuff. And you could almost hear, you know, even as I tell you this, you could hear the standing ovation and the cheers and the screams of the farmers saying, Trump, 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 4 more years, 4 more years. They love him. They absolutely love him. By the way, you know who else loves Democrats? Gun stores. I always called Obama the greatest salesman in the history of America for guns. The more he talked against guns, the more people ran out and bought guns. And in Virginia, every gun store's got to love Democrats. The more they talk about banning weapons, Virginia gun sales near a 30-year high. 30-year high in December. 73,849 guns bought in the state of Virginia. God bless Democrats. Best gun salesman that ever lived. When we get back, I'll tell you how we're winning at the border with Mexico. Mexico is building Trump's wall. I promise you. I'll explain when we get back. I'm Wayne Alarouche. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war sent ya. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I hope our technical difficulties are over and we're back live on Newsmax TV, but I won't know until after this segment. I have no idea whether we're live at this moment, but I hope so. The new Honduran migrant caravan reaches 4,000 in Guatemala, most of them coming from Honduras, and they're trying to get over the border in Guatemala. But President Trump doing a great job. We're winning, winning, winning. Let me explain what's going on. Mexico has become Trump's wall. I told you that on this show. I told you so. What I said about this wall is that President Trump said Mexico would pay for the wall, and he just announced days ago they would pay for the wall. He said, I'm going to have an announcement this summer in the heat of the campaign, and I promise you Mexico is going to pay for the wall. But in the meantime, I keep saying Mexico is paying for the wall, sort of. They're creating a human wall of Mexican troops on our southern border, their northern border with the United States, and they also have built an army of Mexican troops, National Guard troops, on their Mexican southern border with Guatemala. And anybody who wants to get to the United States has got to come through the Central American southern border with Mexico. And so their troops are lined up there and at the top near our border. And so you can't get through anymore. It might as well be a human wall. And guess what they're calling it down in Mexico? Trump's wall is the Mexican army. So he is getting Mexico to pay for it. So here's the story. New caravans of migrants have been stopped cold by the Mexican National Guard forces at the border with Guatemala, prompting one reporter to observe Mexico has become Trump's wall. A caravan of about 4,000 migrants that originated in Honduras last week tried a different crossing point at the Mexican border with Guatemala than previous caravans, but they were met by Mexican forces that blocked their efforts to rush the border crossing on Saturday. And so I'm looking through this. A lot of it is in Spanish. But translated into English, they say the wall of the southern border swallowed the last caravan, extinguished it, left no trace of it, absorbed it whole. Of the 4,000 people left San Pedro Sula 4 days ago in Honduras, there are only crumbs scattered on the map of Guatemala and a few wandering the Mexican south with no one to call them a caravan. Mexico proves to be an efficient wall that promised the White House of Donald Trump to contain Central American immigration. This mass exodus will be perhaps the last, or at least it will mark a very clear before and after. If before, Central American walkers dreamed of crossing the American wall of Tijuana and were desperate to understand that these cold cans are removable, they will now dream of crossing a Mexican wall. The border, thus with capital letters, moved towards the south, equally immovable and immovable. I'm quoting, it's a little kind of broken English. But the point is, a promise fulfilled from Mexico to President Trump, who has turned Mexican troops into Trump's wall. So the caravans cannot even get from Central America into Mexico anymore. And once you get into Mexico, they send you back. And they can't even get anywhere near the northern border of Mexico, which is our southern border. And if they do get there, Mexican troops turn you back again. And if you get through them and you get to America, we now have a right to send you back. And you wait for your asylum request in Mexico, and 99% of asylum requests are being turned down. I know this breaks the hearts of the Democrat Party, because this was their entire goal, to destroy America and make it not American, to make America foreign again. Make America foreign again. MAFA. That's the Democrat dream. It's the only way they can win elections, by making America foreign again. Not just foreign, because I don't mind foreigners. I mind illegals. Legal foreigners are fine. But they want to make America foreign illegal aliens again. So great job by President Trump. When we get back, good news, President Trump is going to take on birth tourism and the anchor baby crisis in America. This guy's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And ICE issues a list of fugitive illegal immigrants freed by New York City sanctuary city policy. This is the biggest issue in the United States of America. We're not going to survive if you flood this country with illegals. We're going to go bankrupt. We're going to sink under the weight of all the money we got to spend on their thousands of welfare programs and all the kids they bring with them and the cost of the schools and the health care and the crime they bring with them and the money we spend on the cops and the courts and the prisons and the prison guards. Unbelievable. President Trump's fighting to make America great again. We'll be right back.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump's lawyers are describing the impeachment charges against him as an affront to the Constitution and our democratic institutions. The president's legal team is arguing that the charge of obstruction of Congress is frivolous and dangerous. The Senate is also urged to reject the articles of impeachment and acquit the president, although if that happens, according to Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz,
the president would never get a chance to defend himself. The president, the White House lawyers would never get the opportunity to put on the affirmative case.
Cruz speaking there on Fox Business. Tens of thousands of patriotic Americans gathered in Richmond, Virginia to oppose new gun control measures being pushed by Democrats in the state legislature. Music, food, and chants of USA made for a festive atmosphere as the marchers displayed their support for the Second Amendment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, I always talk about on this show, My Doctor Suggests, right? They're one of the sponsors of the show. And every time my voice goes out during the radio show, I suck on their lozenges, their silver lozenges, and it comes right back. And at the end of the last segment, I was just dying there for a second. I didn't think I could make it to the end. But I just sucked on their beautiful, wonderful, delicious cherry lozenge, and my voice is back. I mean, I speak thousands of hours a year on the air, on radio, on TV, and then business and meetings and phone calls and conference calls, and it's tough. And I usually suck in their lozenge in every single break of my three-hour radio show, and by the time I get to TV, I'm fine. But I forgot to do it today. So I'd never even gone near their lozenges because everything was fine, and I didn't think about it. And today's my first day back from the weekend. And so I didn't even think about it. But all of a sudden, I started losing my voice. Started went out on me. And now it's back. And it's back because I sucked on the lozenge in the break. It really is miraculous. Best lozenges I've ever used. So I told you I'd tell you a little bit more about President Trump taking on birth tourism. There are 33,000 births in the USA to foreign nationals each year. And another 39,000 babies are born to foreign students, guest workers, and other long-term temporary visa holders. And an additional 300,000 babies are born to illegal aliens each year in the United States. And now, according to liberal Axios, President Trump is going to focus on this crisis in the coming weeks. And, of course, Democrats are going to fight him on it because they love foreigners having babies in our country. Trump administration has a new target on the immigration front. Pregnant women visiting from other countries with plans as early as this week to roll out a new rule cracking down on birth tourism. Trump has threatened to end birthright citizenship and railed against immigrant anchor babies. The new rule will be one of the first tangible steps to test how much legal authority the administration has to prevent foreigners from taking advantage of the 14th Amendment's protection of citizenship for anyone born in the USA. Well, folks, again, liberals are going to argue with me on this, but this is such a no-brainer, such a common sense natural. Come on. You know, it was never intended that people could come to America, pay money to come here from a China or an India or a Russia, and when they get here, give birth within 2 weeks of getting here and say that baby's now an American. Never was that what the Founding Fathers intended. And never did they foresee millions of people coming up from Central America and Mexico and all around the rest of the world, because this is not an Hispanic issue or a Mexican issue. It's an issue of illegality versus legality. And there are plenty of illegals who are Israeli and Chinese and Russian and every other country. And I don't like them any more or any less than any other country like Mexico or Central America, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. It's got nothing to do with Hispanic. I like legal immigrants. Come here illegally. I'm Jewish. Come here illegally from Israel. Come here legally from Mexico. I choose the legal Mexican immigrant. It's got nothing to do with Jewish or Christian or white or black or Latino. It has to do with one thing and one thing only. Do it within the rules. Obey the rule of law. Obey the United States Constitution. That's it. And so, listen to the problems we have because of illegals. Because that's my issue. A lot of these illegals are criminals. Many of them are murderers. ICE issues a list of fugitive illegal immigrants freed by New York City's sanctuary city policies. And before I even read this, I want to tell you what I think should have been the biggest news story in America. And I mentioned this last week. Should have been the biggest news story in the United States of America. It was a 92-year-old woman who was raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant last week. And it all happened because New York City refused to turn the illegal over to ICE. Why is that not the biggest news story in America? But it's buried by ABC, NBC, CBS, Evening Newscast. It's buried by CNN. It's buried by MSNBC. It's buried by the New York Times and the LA Times and the Washington Post. Should have been the biggest news story in America. So ICE on Friday increased the pressure on New York City sanctuary policies, putting out a list of illegal immigrant fugitives who have been released into New York City despite requests from ICE to hand them over for deportation. Acting ICE Director Matthew Albenz presented the list to reporters, who I'm sure immediately killed it and buried it, either refused to say a word about it or buried it on page 97 in a small paragraph at the bottom of the page that nobody ever reads. You know, that's something nobody ever talks about. You know, when I get my paper, I look at the front page, I look at the opinion section, because I love reading letters to the editor. I think all the great wisdom of America comes in letters to the editor. And, of course, I love reading my column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal in that same opinion section. And then I look at sports, and then I look at the front page of business, and then I throw the paper away. I don't read all the other columns. They're all nonsense. They're all useless. It has nothing to do with my paper, any paper. I get the Las Vegas paper every day. I get the Wall Street Journal every day. I used to get USA Today every day. And I used to get the New York Post every day, but I usually read them online now. But my point is, I read the front page and the front page of business, and I read the whole sports section, and I read opinion, and all the rest I could care less about. So a newspaper is not a newspaper is not a newspaper. Everything in there is not equal. So if you bury something on page 96, you can honestly say, I reported on it. We reported on it. The New York Times covered it. But nobody ever saw it. Nobody ever looks at page 96 at the bottom. They only look at the headlines on the front page, and they quickly look at some other thing they're interested in. Maybe some people like fashion. Someone like me like sports. I like the front page of business. And then that's it. I'm done with the paper. I'm busy. I get going on the day. So they bury things where no one reads it. It's not that they don't report on it at all. They know exactly what they're doing. The vicious liberal mainstream media. So the list of fugitives put out by ICE includes suspected illegal immigrants from Nigeria, Mexico, the Dominican Republic, Honduras, Guyana, Spain, and El Salvador. Those released have arrests for assault in the first degree, second degree, third degree, attempted robbery, criminal possession of a weapon, gang assaults, and other violent offenses. ICE also issued a list of illegal immigrants currently in custody, who it says may be released into New York communities after they serve their sentences. Among the crimes for which those in custody have been charged include rape, murder, and sexual assault against a child. Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's just an outright communist, defended the city sanctuary policies, saying it makes the city safer, and noting there are some crimes for which the city will cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. Wait a minute. So let's get to a topic that I don't even think I've covered on this show in the last couple weeks. I've been waiting to write a commentary about it. It's bad enough that they won't cooperate with ICE, and they let murderers and rapists and sexual assaulters and pedophiles just walk into the population. But New York State just passed a law that went into effect on January 1st that allows almost every single criminal to walk away from the court awaiting trial without bail. It's the no-bail rule. There's no longer bail in your city, so it doesn't even matter if you're talking about illegal immigrants or legal immigrants or just American citizens. There are lots of American citizens that commit crimes, especially in New York City, right? Plenty of criminals among the American population. That's always been my argument. There's plenty of criminals in America. I get that. But we don't need to add more from other countries. We don't need to add more from other countries. Excuse me. My voice is just rocking here. I don't know what's going on. But we don't need to add more. We've already got plenty of our own homegrown criminals. Last thing we need is to add more. So when liberals say, wait, hey, stop talking about illegals as criminals, there's plenty of criminals in America. Right. There's plenty of criminals in America. I don't need to import more. I don't need to import criminals. And I don't need to let illegals through the border to add to that list of crimes. Plenty of murder already here. I get that. But New York just said, it doesn't matter if you're legal. It doesn't matter if you're illegal. It doesn't matter if you're an American citizen. If you commit a crime, we're going to let you walk right out of the courtroom. And just last week, I think I did mention this on the show, they let a bank robber who robbed four banks at gunpoint walk out of court, whereupon he's exclaimed to the media, I can't believe this. They're actually letting me go without bail? And they let him go. And he proceeded to go rob another bank. And now he's loose in the city and they can't find him. It's all incredible. It's all beyond the pale, the way liberals think. So it doesn't even matter if you're illegal. Mayor de Blasio says we're making the city safer by making it a sanctuary city. By the way, let's think about that for a minute. Crime is not a problem for Democrats. If you break into America, you're here illegally, you violated the law, you violated the rule of law, you violated the U.S. Constitution, they tell you it's okay to stay and protect you. Isn't that aiding and abetting a criminal? Of course it is. Mayor Pete, running for president of the United States, a Democrat, is the proud creator of a phone tree, meaning it's a phone system that has the name and number of every illegal alien in his city, South Bend, Indiana, and calls them all when ICE is on the way and lets them know on a recording that ICE is coming to South Bend. Hide, lock your doors, don't come out. And when they knock, you don't have to answer. Doesn't that make Mayor Pete a criminal? Forget about being qualified to be president of the United States. Isn't he a criminal? He's aiding and abetting known criminals. Some of whom may be nice people, but they're here illegally. That makes him a criminal. And many of whom are felons who've committed violent crimes or drug offenses or prostitution or sexual assault on a little child. Mayor Pete is on their team. Mayor Bill de Blasio is on their team. All right. Don't run away. Don't change the channel. Don't go surfing. Don't rush to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich yet. Coming up next is a message from Dr. Joe Williams, my sponsor. He is a board-certified MD and one of 200 doctors in the world who's a diplomat of the American Board of Hair Restoration. You're a guy, you have thinning hair? Here's a message you need to listen to. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're at talk shows. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, thank God for my doctor suggests lozenges. They've saved my voice. Almost went out again. I forgot to suck on them the first 2 hours of my radio show and all the breaks, which is how my voice is always perfect for TV at night. And all of a sudden, I was like panicking on the air, realizing, oh my gosh, I never did it. My voice is going out. I talk so many hours. Wow. All right, let's talk about some big topics today that I never got a chance to get to. Joe Biden's brother, Frank Biden, bagged $54 million in taxpayer loans for his projects from the Obama administration, despite no experience. I'm telling you, folks, my theory on this show has been, for years now, I mean, I've been on TV for 3 years or so on this show, and on radio for 4 years. But before that, 10 years as the number one guest on conservative radio and TV in America, hundreds of appearances on Fox News, thousands on conservative talk radio. So this is going back a long way. You know, people go back to Trump on Oprah 30 years ago, and he said something that sounds like Trump today. Go back to all my appearances on talk radio for the last 20 years, and it'll sound exactly like what I'm about to say. Government isn't by the people, for the people. Government is about ripping people off. All these guys that run for office, their goal is to steal as much as they can. And I figured out the scam, because I could never understand why they, you know, want to be senators. United States Senator, you're one of the 100 most powerful men and women in the United States. And all you make is $175,000 a year. You know, and if you're a powerful CEO, one of the top 100 CEOs in America, you probably average about $20 million in salary and stock options. And some of them near the top of that group make $100 million, $200 million a year. So why would you want to make $175,000 and be a United States Senator? And the answer is because it's $175,000 plus all the money you can steal. And you give the money to your cousins and your uncles and your aunts and your nephews and your sisters and your brothers and your sons and your daughters and your mothers and your fathers. Everyone in your family gets rich. And we're not talking about BS money here. We're not talking about a little bit like a $500,000, $1 million. We're talking about $100 million government contracts. We're talking about $1 billion in foreign aid. You could siphon off that money for yourself. The Bidens got rich. The Obamas, in my opinion, you're going to find out, got rich. The Clintons got rich. The Kerrys, John Kerry and the Heinz fortune, they got rich off of public service. So here's the Joe Biden story, or I should say the Frank Biden story. Frank Biden's the youngest brother of former Vice President Joe Biden. He saw his business interests benefit from tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer loans to Caribbean nations during the Obama years. And this is all in the new book by Peter Schweitzer called Profiles in Corruption. We're going to have him on this show in the next couple weeks. But he set his sights on Costa Rica, Frank Biden, just as the Obama administration began to repair the U.S. relationship with Costa Rica. And when President Obama entered the White House, he set out to mend fences in the region in hopes of inaugurating a new era of global cooperation. Can I translate for you what politicians mean by global cooperation? We're all getting rich. We'll give you $1 billion in foreign aid. Our guys will steal a lot of it. Your guys will steal a lot of it. None of it will ever get to the Costa Rican people. And everybody gets rich except the taxpayers who get screwed. And so shortly after the new administration took office, Frank Biden began scouting real estate opportunities in Costa Rica. Even though he didn't speak Spanish, even though he didn't know anything about Costa Rica, even though he'd never been in real estate in his life. A lawyer by training, he was undeterred by his lack of background in international development and decades-old legal troubles for him at home. Despite all these personal and professional handicaps, business opportunities were plentiful for Frank, especially after his brother, Vice President Joe Biden, paid a visit to the country. Do you need me to read the rest of this? Of course you don't. You can guess what happened. He made literally millions and millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, not just with developing, but he developed this gigantic real estate community in the middle of the jungle. Liberals should hate him, right? Because he ripped up the jungle, cut down the trees, the natural rainforest, and he built a beautiful development for rich tourists. And then there was no electricity for that development. So he went into business in partnership with an energy company, and they created the electricity. And he made billions more. And we're not done yet. Schweitzer says all of Biden's family got rich. Five separate family members got filthy rich. I'll tell you about that on tomorrow night's show. But Schweitzer also says Bernie Sanders got rich. He funneled all kinds of taxpayer money and school money to his family. This is separate from the fact that his wife, Bernie Sanders' wife, has been under all kinds of shadows of doubt about her dealings as a head of a college. She was the head of a college, and all kinds of money went missing. But he isn't even talking about this. He says Bernie, over the course of his 30-plus years in public service, has funneled huge sums of money to his family. That includes hiring family members, even when it was not justified, in the Burlington, Vermont city government. But more specifically, the 2016 campaign, where Bernie Sanders funneled $83 million into a media buying company called Old Town Media. And guess who owned Old Town Media? Friends of his wife. How much money wound up in the hands of Bernie Sanders' wife and Bernie Sanders? They all got rich. They all get rich. They all continue to get rich off of you and me. It's all greed, and it's all theft, and it's all fraud and misrepresentation. All right, show's over for tonight. Let me remind you, new message coming up. My doctor suggests my voice made it through the show. These guys are a miracle, and it's cold and flu season. You need the products, silver products of My Doctor Suggests. Up now. Have a great night.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.